Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
And we are back and actually live this time in real life. What up? Oh, yeah. What up? You know what I'm saying? What's going down? You are live. Sure. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Hey.
Nothing. Hey. Nothing Cinco de Mayo related? You don't want to drop nothing
on? No, it's a pretty easy route to saying something offensive, I think.
I've been thinking that all day.
Just with no upside. There's no upside.
That's exactly how that works.
However, I am going to partake.
Okay.
Something special.
Was that?
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Should we wait?
Oh, well.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Cheers, bro. Cheers.
Cheers. Salud. I finally broke these out of the pack.
Oh, wow. Those are fresh. Those are fresh. What up, Reezy? What up, Traumatics? And chased it down with a brew. That man is ready. By the end of this show, who knows what he's going to say?
What?
All right. Let me run the intro one more time. What up, y'all? You were live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Didn't you already say that?
I know. I just wanted to run it again because I didn't get to go through the full cycle. This is the In Here Tripping edition of Rap Sucks Radio, where we drop a new episode Sunday through Thursday, 8 p.m. right here on IG Live. And if you would like to catch this episode tomorrow, you can catch it on rapsucksradio.com or any of your other favorite platforms, favorite podcasting platforms, with the exception of Pandora. And from what Traumatic says, also iHeartRadio. It's odd. Crack a can of Old Head Energy and kick it with us. Kev, how was your day, bro?
Great. Well, now it's great.
Now it's great. All right. Cool.
How was yours?
It was good. It was good, man. My work days are flying by, dude. They are absolutely flying by. So, you know, I don't know if that's a product of working from home.
You got a beer cozy on that Modelo? Is that what that is?
I do, man. Shout out to Store 13.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Sometimes you got to do it for the cove, man. Yeah. You know what it is, though? Being honest, is it's the drive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It takes about 2.5 hours out of my workday to not have to drive to work.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
But you didn't drive today, though.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know.
Well, we got
that
out of the way.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. Sorry, Op. You know what I mean? But you're essential, though, bro. That's the thing that matters. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Reezy. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, we're actually going to be a little bit in Op's world today, I think.
Yeah, well, almost a little bit. I can't imagine that happening to Op, but we are, you know.
Well, you heard what happened in San Diego. We'll talk about it. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, we talking about the mask, the hood.
Well, it's kind of all the same grouping of idiotic behavior.
All right, we could jump into that as well. We could jump into that as well because I actually have an opinion on that.
Okay.
So yeah. The title of this one is "Damn It, Michigan" Part Two. There is a Part One, although I think that's a little too deep for the show, and I kind of feel like I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just the first one's just not a laughing matter. There's just no way to turn it into anything to discuss. In a I don't know. In a Rap Sucks Radio type of way. So.
Right.
We'll jump into the second one. Man wipes nose on Dollar Tree clerk's shirt after being told to wear a mask in the store. The source of this one is mlive.com. The players involved are a snot-nosed punk. This is in Holly, Michigan. The police have officially yet. So when we got this news, it was yesterday. They've arrested him as of today, right? So...
Yeah.
Police have arrested a man who was caught on video using a store clerk's shirt to wipe his nose and face after entering a Dollar Tree without a face mask. View of the surveillance video shows the man walking around the store without a mask before walking up to the clerk and wiping his face on the sleeve of her shirt. Suspect entered the Dollar Tree store around 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, May 2nd. The clerk told the man that all customers must wear masks to enter the store. There were also signs posted at the entrance. After being confronted, the suspect allegedly walked over to the clerk and wiped his nose on her face and shirt. And wait, not wiped his nose and face on her shirt, saying, "Here, I will use this as a mask." He then continued to be loud and disruptive inside the store. Police said he eventually left in a white van that may have been a Ford.
This, along with the other stories, just yesterday was so upsetting, man. It was just like, really?
Yeah.
People are so... There's a lot of stupid.
Yeah.
And you know... I don't even know what to say, man. It's weird. And I know there are stupid people everywhere, not just in this country, but around the world. And yeah. We have made it known that there are definitely a lot of stupid people. Yeah. But boy, there's a lot of stupid people on camera. Man.
the amount of cameras around is increasing the visibility of these stupid people. But it also is connected to the fact that this is strange times. These are just really odd times, man. The world our world is in a strange place. And the more that these type of stories come up, you know, the tragic story of the man being killed yesterday is the other, damn it, Michigan, that we won't really get into.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, jumping into what happened in Santee, California, near San Diego. I mean, a dude walks in with a white Klan hood. Now, but this is the trip about that story, though. The one thing that nobody really talks about that story is in the article I read, he was initially saluted by a man in a wheelchair. Did you read that?
I saw you say something about that, but I did not actually see that anywhere. Yeah, Klan T.
Klan T. Yeah, I was going to say, I have free people, friends that are across. The discussion about this story is the discussion about this story. Like, I have friends that are from London that are like, how come nobody confronted him? And I'm like, have you ever been, dude, the population in Santee is not a confront him type of population. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you acted like this happened in South Central. I mean,
somebody did, because he ended up taking it off, right?
Yeah, well, somebody spoke to him about it. But they wanted it, you know, a beatdown, and I'm like, that's not the place where a beatdown's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah. I don't know, man. What is wrong with what's wrong with people, man?
Tripping.
What is wrong with people? Have you gotten a little stir crazy, little cabin fever?
No,
I mean you go out though. You go to work from time to time, you know, a couple days or whatever, right? So.
I don't go to work. I only had to go to work that one time, driving that one time. But I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying this more than I should, to be honest with you. I'm kind of chilling.
I certainly don't fault anybody for getting stir crazy, having a little bit of cabin fever, wanting to push the envelope a little bit, you know. But I don't care. I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm so. Chilling. Yeah, because a lot of times my day doesn't start until I take care of my daughter, I take care of whatever my wife needs, and then I get to start my day.
Yeah.
Now, my day starts when everyone else's does.
That's
fantastic.
It's the same. If I could drop these kids off at somebody's school, it would be even better. But Op and my sister mentioned that the man had to take off the hood. He was confronted. Right. He took the hood off and was able to continue shopping. And also... the store workers are the people who confronted him. So there's
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And that's something that someone working at a store should have to do? Like, it's really...
No, but it ties into the initial story, getting somebody's nose wiped on the sleeve of your shirt for asking someone to wear a mask. But then if you add a security guard into the mix, you get a tragic story. So it's like it's the trifecta here in this conversation. Like, people are really super tripping. I don't get it. Either you're wearing a mask that you probably shouldn't be wearing, like, just let's just be honest, or you're not wearing a mask and you wiping your nose on somebody's shirt, or you're told to wear a mask and you are gonna murder somebody over it, or your wife is told not to wear a mask. So now, you know, it's crazy.
If you went into a store and there was a guy wearing a Klan hood, what would your reaction be?
Okay, so I was asked this question. I wouldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, yo, I'd be like, yo, that's trash. I might say something but I'm not going. Right. Here's my thing. I'm not going to jail over something that dumb. Like, I'm just not. You know what I'm saying? You're asking for trouble. You're asking for a problem. And I'm not, you're not going to get it from me. It's like me and my sister had this conversation all the time, right? We had this conversation about how people think, for example, calling you a pejorative is going to rile you up. It's the same. To me, it's the same thing. You came into the store with the idea that you were going to rile me up. You were going to wear this hood and people were going to react to it. And I'm going to treat you like a clown, like, you know, whatever. Now, if you say something, do something. I keep it pushing. I might say something. So, you know, like, I might be like, oh, look at this clown. You know what I'm saying? But that's about it. And if something comes to that, then, you know, we in the store tussling in the meat aisle or whatever. But at the end of the day,
but that's the thing. See it. You know, not to judge a book by its cover or whatever, even though, you know, the dude looked like he didn't look like he was in fighting shape necessarily. But it's like, I would clown the living hell out of this dude. The entire time I was there, I probably wouldn't get my shopping done. That would be the pitfall there. Well, it would probably end up being something that wouldn't necessarily be the best thing for my, you know, the rest of my day. But come on, man.
I mean, you're tripping, but okay. But the clam mask is trapped.
No, I'm not saying I was going to go and, tripping. You know, poke the dude up with a butcher knife. But I mean, it's like, dude, you're going to get clowned.
Right, but he ended up having to take it off, which shows you how cowardly he was, right? And the other thing is, we had this conversation about Atlanta, right? Where they had to change the rules so that, you know, at some point, right? So,
right.
So there are all these things happening. I was posting just now because Op works at Op's job. Somebody wore a scuba mask with a snorkel in it. Another person wore an Iron Man mask.
To me, that's just good family fun right there. Wolf mask.
Yeah, so it's a benefit. There's a benefit to this. It's hilarious. Like, if Suge walks around with real crazy mask on, like real, real, I guess, intimidating style mask. So, you know, people are trying to make the best of it. And then there's always idiots like that. But I don't know. They just don't have no value. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're kind of a clown. I just kind of laugh at you. Like, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? But I would say this.
You think you can walk around with it? Okay, first of all, you're either, it looked like, far be it from me to criticize or to have the expertise to know, it looked like a rookie clan mask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it looked like he couldn't see, which means I'm getting banana peels. And laying the trap. There's all types of Bugs Bunny type of situations going on. You got the olive oil on the floor in front of him, you know. Not to make more work for the people who work there, but come on, like they would want to be involved. Come on.
Well,
come on.
But peep game.
You know. A little bit of shortening or something, right? Just a thin invisible layer right in front of him.
First of all,
toothpicks in the cart wheels, or, you know, it's just, come on. There's all kinds of stuff you can do.
First of all, Traumatic said he's going to Costco in his full racing outfit and his helmet. Second of all, worth repeating is Rookie Clam Mask, which is a horrible, horrible band name, but it's worth repeating. Rookie Clam Mask is today's band name. We, yeah, I'm not Rookie into it. I will say this much though, like, some of the things we, you know, mentioned are fun, right? But I just can't diminish the seriousness of the Klan. You know what I'm saying? And what they've done. So I'm like, you know, it's not funny at all. And you didn't go to a place near San Diego where you would have problems wearing that. You know what I'm saying? You picked and chose where you were going to wear that mask, or, you know, wear that hood. So I'm like, no, you know what you're doing. Because in my opinion, like, I mean, go to the hood with it. If it's real, hit the grocery store in the hood with the hood on. Then I'm all like, all right, that dude, that's not a Rookie Clan mask. That's a legit mask. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if he's doing it in everyday life and then he shows up and everyone's like, oh, but then the people who work there are like, oh, that's Gary. Then okay, I guess, whatever. It's a free country. But no, he tried to, like you said, he was trying to provoke.
Right.
So yes, I want to make him slip, fall on his butt, take a picture of him, ask him if he realizes that it could have been a lot worse. If I didn't have a lot to lose, and then go get, you know, my saltine crackers and my ramen and get out and, you know, go home.
That is the most high sodium group of items that you could have chosen, by the way.
By the way, did he use cash or did he pay with his credit card? Like a dummy.
I don't know.
That the probably person of color who was checking him out in line can go ahead and scan that mug real quick and take all 14 extra dollars out of his bank account at the end of the day.
Maybe not so much in Santee, if we're being honest. But yeah, I'm just like, you didn't hit the block with it. And if you would have hit the block with it, then it would have been a whole different thing. Then I would have been like, all right, well, you know.
Right.
You suffer for it.
That's
right?
Good. And don't wipe your face on anybody's shirt. That's just gross. You dummy.
He probably did buy all the toilet paper just to make another crude, pointless rookie mask. But you know what though, just to kind of button this all up though, they very well, a clerk, if I'm a clerk there though, I will tell you this, like I've said, I wouldn't have checked them out. I would have been like, yo, I'm not, I'm not going to be the person to check them out.
But you know what I would have made him do? I would have made him wait in line, made him empty out his cart until he got all his stuff out of the cart, and then told him.
Oh, line's closed.
No, I can't. Yeah, I'm on break.
Yo, speaking of on breaks, speaking of value, something happened recently that actually gave value to a Nelly song.
Uh-oh.
Right? Uh-oh.
He didn't die again, did he?
This show has to stop that. This show has to stop that today, please.
I hope he didn't.
We cannot be the show that starts that rumor and has it actually come around. We cannot be that show.
Again?
It's not around yet. All right. So the song I'm talking about is Must Be the Money, or whatever the name of that corny song is.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what the tie-in is, by the way, so you can explain.
Check it out. A 5-year-old boy was pulled over in Utah on his way to California to try to buy a Lamborghini. If you want to go and take a ride with me, 3-wheeler, right? See? I just gave value to it. Hey, Must Be the Money. No?
It's kind of a long walk.
Is that so? What?
Which this little boy was not willing to take.
Fine. I'll take my L. I thought it was a good segment.
It was good.
All right, so peep this. I like the shade. Yeah,
this is for you.
Okay. I like the shade. I like the shade in the opening line of this CNN article. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The source of this is CNN.com. The players involved are the future of the planet. You know what I'm saying? Because children are the future. A 5-year-old boy, shade, coming up, with $3 in his pocket, unshade, was pulled over by Utah police while driving his parents' car to California to buy a Lamborghini. The boy left in the SUV after arguing with his mother, who said she would not buy the luxury car for him. Utah Highway Patrol said on Twitter, a trooper spotted the vehicle weaving on the interstate at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Thank God nobody was hurt, dude.
I know.
Once he was pulled over, the child told the trooper he had intended to drive to California to purchase a Lamborghini for himself. He had $3. The starting price of a new Lamborghini is somewhere around $200,000. So, you know, you got it. You know what I mean? You got to stack your loot a little bit before you make that move. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, he had $3 in his pocket.
I mean,
did you see this kid?
Yo, was
the kid looks like a linebacker. Like he looks like 90. He's about 6'2".
Yeah, I was like, yo, what did they feed him? Like, what was the argument about? You have to stop eating the neighbors, Billy. Like, how big is this kid? You know what I'm saying?
And he pulled over.
And he pulled over. They said he was sitting on the edge of the seat so he could reach the pedals.
But think about how hard it was to pull over the first time you got pulled over by a cop when you had your license. It's not easy on the freeway. You're very nervous. This 5-year-old did it flawlessly.
Flawlessly. Flawlessly.
Can you imagine being the cop? And you're like, oh, what did the cop say? The cop was like, oh, so you are 5 years old.
Wow. First of all, a new band name that jumped in, Discount Lambo. Shout out to my bro for that. Discount Lambo is our band name of the day. He's ready for the NFL. But remember the hood rat things with my friends, dude? Kid, do you remember that story? I know Traumatics remembers that story. The kid was riding, he had stole his mom's car and wild out, and they asked him why, and he was like, I just wanted to do hood rat things with my friends. The kid's older now. He's a man now, and I think he had like improved his life immensely, and then he had later went to jail as an adult or whatever. But I'm interested to see if there's some follow through on this one. If the kid ever gets his Lamborghini, or if he ends up in jail, or what like happens CNN to this put kid?
I thought you were gonna say CNN called that guy as like an expert.
Oh yeah,
commentator, pundit.
They could have, I guess, from whatever prison he's in. If he's still in prison now.
Wow.
But yeah, Discount Lambo's on deck. What level of argument do you have with your mom? Like, I've never had that. Now, I remember an argument over some Jordans. Now, it wasn't really an argument. It was, we're not buying you any Jordans, so go live your life somewhere, whatever. You know what I mean? If you
then
want,
it ended there?
That was the end of it. You can move out.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's about it. But I would never have taken a car, especially at 5. I wouldn't even thought about it. But as a teenager, it was, okay, you can take the car and die if you want to, or you can just not have these Jordans, right? You know, I'm the kid who got the Sega because it was $99, while everybody else had the Nintendo because it was $149. Like, that's my life. What happens.
Let me ask your older brother and sister if you were the spoiled youngest child. No?
I mean...
I'm just looking for a little honesty here.
They'll chime in with no one in just a moment.
I have nothing but admiration for this young man, though.
I do, too. It's very ambitious. This is an ambitious story.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
You know, it's a good question for Traumatics in the room, because Traumatics is definitely into nice cars and racist cars as well.
I hear someone that's about to take the car and go to the club.
You can hear my daughter in the background? I was going to say, I'm recording means nothing. And it's like, and she's like, I don't care what's happening to you. But this is my life.
How many parents and you don't hear the car keys, though?
Well, this is the other thing, because you're the older brother, right? You know that's what happened. He was staying with an older sibling. They left him with an older sibling, so now they're saying, it says Morgan.
The
police said no
there.
One was hurt, and it will be up to the local prosecutor to decide whether to file charges against the parents who had left the boy in his sibling's care while they were away from home. So not only did he roll out, thank you, Reezy. I appreciate it. A great little bro. Reg was the ish. None of us were spoiled. Thank you, Reezy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And my big brother chimed in as well. not only did he
He's like, yeah, roll whatever.
Out, not only did he roll out, Kev, but he also got his older sibling in trouble. So.
Oh man. Yep. God. How do you neglect your child during quarantine? They were out protesting or something? Were they getting a haircut?
Where were you?
Sized up for a rookie clan match?
Let's give them a better backstory. Let's say that they were essential workers that had to be where they had to be. Let's give them that much.
Okay.
That's better than them out protesting. I like to hope.
It's a nice SUV. I don't know.
But it is, and it is Utah, so you never know. It's a mixed bag.
I don't even know what that means.
Never know, man. You just don't know. Utah is no clue. It can be highly progressive or highly regressive. Nobody knows. This is a show where both individuals have more than $3 in their pocket, at least that I'm going to assume. So we thank y'all for checking in with us. thank y'all for rocking with us today, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. I am Track Life. That's my homeboy, Kev Sakota. We appreciate each and every one of y'all checking in with us. If you would like to catch this episode or any of our prior episodes, please go to rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the random exception of what's good, fam? What's going on, man? With the exception of Pandora and apparently iHeartRadio. I got to check up on that. But I think it's Pandora's the only one that's dissing us right now. No.
Easy there, common.
Yeah. Right. No, no, big bro, you cannot. My brother, man, don't even let me start getting into, you know, what are we playing? Little Bank Take Big Bank? My brother asked me to borrow a dollar. What are you doing right now? So yeah, on the count of three, we say peace, man. 1, 2, 3.
Peace.
And we out of here. Thank y'all.
We out.